Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we've been covering the Saddam situation and Madeleine Albright's comments about how they're going to roll the already captured bin Laden out before the election the last few hours, but only because it's an illustration of propaganda and manipulation, so we can all be informed of it. I had a guest on last week who I was very impressed with, and I'm going to have him back on routinely. He's Douglas Valentine. He's been studying the CIA and hit teams and torture in the police state for decades, and I have found maybe only one other person as informed as him, and that's Frank Morales on the particulars of it with the depth and knowledge, and he's going to be joining us coming up later in the hour, and next week I want to get him on for 2 hours. I know we got loaded phone lines. Let's go back to those and then into some really serious info. Well, I wonder who's up next here. I guess Jay in Colorado is, then Morgan, Mike, Leslie, and Ryan and others. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
You bet.
I just wanted to say when I called last week or a week and a half ago about the videos being laid, and then that day you called me back, and bam, they were here in like 4 days, and I'm already making copies, and that's
good.
Really great.
My only comment about that is I have a small staff, and everything gets shipped out. Sometimes we get an address wrong or something, and when somebody calls me and asks where are the videos, I can't help people because I'm on air. But I'm glad you got those, sir, and I'm glad you're making copies. And anytime anybody has a question. And we try to take the messages off at, you know, 3 times a day, and we try to answer it live, but it's impossible. It's 512-291-5750 to call my office, 512-291-5750. And the phone rings off the hook with, the police are taking my children right now. They're taking my land right now. There's helicopters spraying us right now. They had an urban warfare training drill where they beat people up. Help us. SWAT teams are raiding the schools. They're beating our children up. They put cameras up in my neighborhood. Help me. Call me. And it's just millions. I have millions of listeners. I got 3 employees. I'm pulling my hair out, brother. So what's on your mind?
Well, tons of things. But that day I called, I was asking about Weasley Clark's role in Waco scam debacle or whatever, like his actual role in that. I remember you mentioned it a couple
times.
He was
the head of the entire operation with General Boykin and Shoemaker under him.
Okay, and I was watching C-SPAN one night late, and they had a Democratic hearing going on. They had all these guys talking about the overtime that they were going to yank, or actually they were going to reclassify all the and take away people's privileges from the, you know, for the rights to overtime pay.
Yes,
and,
terrible.
But they said that the guy was running. I forget his name. He's from Idaho or one of those Midwestern states. He said that they'd already voted in the House and the Senate against the provision, or Kennedy or some one of those guys put up a bill to take that out of it, and they all voted for it. But the Labor Department said they're going to do it anyway, and they were. And this guy was really mad, and commend him for that, about the
executive branch is ignoring Congress, and that's wrong. And look. I'm against price controls and wage rules and things if we were a free market. But if they're going to make the system with the taxes and the regulation where you have to have, again, they say, oh, we're not going to have regulations here, but we're going to have them there, and they are designing the system to bankrupt the working class, and you cannot live and do any. I know people with 3 jobs, and they're losing everything they got. They have designed the system where unless you're an illegal alien living 10 to a house, you can't survive in this economy. Okay, and for people, you know, a depression is when you're out of work. A recession is when your neighbor's out of work. We're in a massive recession, a depressionary system, folks, and I've seen it with my own eyes. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the call. And yes, everybody that gets the films like you did, make copies and spread the word. Okay. We're going to be right back, folks, and we're going to go to your calls. We've got a guest coming up. We're going to go to your calls early in the interview. So everybody who's holding, Morgan and Michael and Leslie and Ryan, stay there. We'll get to you after this break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.vacationa2z.com. A membership in vacationa2z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit vacationa2z.com. That's www.vacationa2z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. I know we have loaded phone lines to talk about the economy, Patriot Act 2 being passed quietly last weekend, signed by Lord Bush, the neocon leader, the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, China-worshipping, Taiwan-hating creature. We're going to go to your calls here because no matter what issue you're bringing up, our guest will be able to comment on it because this military-industrial complex control grid that we're all living under affects everything in our lives and is interconnected with the entire system. The biggest part of our economy is prisons, is surveillance, is the military-industrial complex taking control of our lives. And that's what's always happened throughout history, is the military leadership, controlled by its financial interests, decides to go ahead and set themselves up as gods, as kings. That's the norm. And so when you have different generals, like the head of NORTHCOM, Eberhard, or General Franks, the outgoing head of CENTCOM, saying martial law is the next step, you better watch out. And a lot of people have commented in the administration that, yes, Project Phoenix, that is CIA hit teams, surveillance control, is coming home to roost. And I had him on last week for an hour. He was an amazing guest. I want to have him on as a routine guest if he'll do it, because I found very few people that have the same breadth of knowledge on the New World Order control grid as Douglas Valentine. The website's douglasvalentine.com. We have a link to it at InfoWars.com. And Mr. Valentine, good to have you back on the show with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me on your show, Alex.
And for folks that don't know who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself and up front about some of the books you've written and how folks get those.
My first book was about my father, who was a prisoner of war in World War II in a Japanese prison camp. And that book was published in 1984. Just incidentally, people can get my books by going to my website at www.douglasvalentine.com. Anyway, that first book I wrote about my father, and after that, in 1984, I started researching and writing my second book, which was about the Phoenix Program. And as probably your listeners are aware, back on December 8th, Seymour Hersh announced that the CIA was going to be implementing a Phoenix-type program in Iraq. And since then, there's just been a flood of news reports and commentary about what that means and what's going to happen in Iraq as a result of the Phoenix program being implemented there. When I finished my Phoenix book in 1990, and it was published in 1990, I wrote an introduction for it. And in the introduction, I asked the question, how can Americans who consider themselves a nation that's ruled by an ethic of fair play stoop to such tactics? And I said, it's destroying, if this kind of thinking and this kind of behavior is actually going to destroy our democracy. And lo and behold, 13 years later, Phoenix has come home to roost. And now, only now, back in Vietnam, the CIA kept it a big secret. Only now it's become popular, and it's something that the media, the major media, laud, and they talk about it as if it's something fantastic, when it's actually the summary execution of thousands of people, many of whom are innocent, by American death squads.
Now, we know that went on in Afghanistan a year and a half ago. We know what's going on in Iraq now.
The Bush administration, it's the basis for fighting the phony war on terrorism. You go around, you create enemies, and then you knock them off.
And you torture people. Now, how can they sit there and talk about how Saddam is so evil when his Republican Guard was trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, in torture and oppression tactics, when he was used as a CIA assassin as early as 54, when they helped put him into power in 79, when they told him to attack Iran, when they told him go ahead and attack Kuwait? How can they sit there and list torture and death squads as bad, which they are, but then not talk about how our government created that there, and on top of it, is setting it up here now today and replacing Saddam's government with people who tortured for the Shah, like Mr. Chalibi?
That's right. The CIA has no really Iraqi members. There are no people who can pose underground in Iraq who are actually in the CIA. So in order to be able to conduct the type of operations, basically undercover operations that the CIA needs to conduct, they have to actually go out and hire the intelligence force that worked for Saddam Hussein. It's incredible. I mean, one day they're calling it a brutal regime, and the next day they're hiring the people from this brutal regime to go out and kill people.
And they've quietly put about two-thirds of the Baathists back in power. But then people sit there.
I know that they're knocking them off all over the country. There was a very good article. I know that sometimes you put up links, and it was by a guy named Robert Dreyfus, and he called it Phoenix Rising. And he was talking about how there's been all over Iraq, in Baghdad and Basra and a lot of smaller towns and cities, hundreds and hundreds of former members of the Ba'ath Party are being gunned down on the street by hit teams that are running around with hoods over their heads. These people are being murdered in plain sight. Sometimes they're knocks on the door at midnight, and they're being dragged off and never seen again. But there is no all these murders that are being committed in Iran, whether they're against Bath people or somebody that somebody didn't like or whatever, there's nobody's being tried or arrested. It's just a free for all with people killing people and without any order at all. It's a total chaos.
Well, they're saying that in some areas of Iraq, take Baghdad, every week there's 300 murders. And, of course, many of those are political assassinations. And
absolutely.
You have the governing council, which is appointed a puppet dictatorship by the globalists, and now they're going to be, Bush is saying, running the trial of Saddam, their former business partner. I mean, even through 2002, the only oil company that was allowed to sell equipment to Saddam was Halliburton.
I know.
It's a private cash machine. And now they've taken it over themselves. But Congressman Ron Paul is quoted as saying, let's talk about domestically, then we'll go to some calls here, Douglas Valentine. Domestically, Ron Paul was quoted as saying by the Associated Press that H.R. 2417, Intelligence Authorization Agreement of 04, is the stealth enactment under a new label of the Patriot Act 2. And the Associated Press reports it allows any U.S. authority, FBI, CIA, to conduct, without a warrant, a search of any business or home record. And much of the bill is classified, but they say it's much of what was in Patriot Act 2. Ron Paul's been able to see a classified copy of it. But just what we know, the Associated Press says, allows all records to be searched without seeking court approval, and it allows the CIA to domestically get involved in our lives, which they've quietly been doing, taking over police departments for the last almost 40 years, but now they're going public, and as you said, Hollywood and the TV is promoting this as a wonderful new thing. Your comments on H.R. 2417 or Patriot Act 2, under a new name, being signed by Bush on Saturday, and almost no one is aware of this.
Right after 9/11, I realized what was going to happen, and I wrote my first article on October 1st, and I predicted that Patriot Act was signed overwhelmingly. 100 people, everybody in the Senate signed it. Only one person objected in the House, and I said right there and then that. The war on terror is a two-sided coin. The one side is conquering countries like Iran and taking over their oil, Iraq and taking over the oil. But the other part, and it's the same side of the coin, it's the same coin, is homeland security, and that's slowly the implementation of a Phoenix-type program here in the United States. And the nail on which the Phoenix program was hung was denying people due process. You deny them due process. If they don't have a right to a fair trial, they don't have a right to know who their accuser is.
That is what the
Patriot Act is doing.
It's taking away our
constitutional guarantee to due process.
Doug, Soviet-style snatch and grabs.
Absolutely. And everybody thinks it's great that it happens overseas because it's protecting us. And what they don't realize is that Bush and his clique, the Halliburton people, and the people they've teamed up with in Great Britain and Israel, those people don't give a god. They don't care at all about what happens to Americans, average Americans. And they know that there's dwindling resources in this world. And what they're doing is putting in place an organizational structure in which they're going to be able to apply the same methods that they're applying overseas against terrorists to political dissidents here in the United States.
I know it's a serious issue and has bad emotional responses, but thanks for not using the Lord's name in vain here on the air.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
You didn't. You stopped yourself,
yeah.
And that's good, but I understand how upset you are, because when you see this horrifying system developing and expanding right out in front of us, it is horrible. And Americans are, quote, celebrating the capture of Saddam. Bush says no more secret police, no more torture chambers. Chalibi is accelerating it past levels Saddam ever dreamed of.
Right, they're speaking out. Bush is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. I mean, yesterday I read in the paper his comments. He said, He called Saddam someone whose words could not be trusted.
And tell you what, stay there. We've got a break. We'll be right back with your calls and more news.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go to these loaded phone lines, talking about the police state, the control grid they're building over our lives. We have writer, researcher, lecturer on the air with us. He is Douglas Valentine. The website's douglasvalentine.com, talking about this control grid they're building around us. And understand, the globalists don't care about your pocketbook or your 401k or your future. They care about control, monolithic, pyramidal power structures, and they own the prisons, they own the surveillance grids, they own the new economy, the 1984 Brave New World type system. Morgan, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Calling from Deer Park, Washington.
Good to talk to you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple of things real quickly. That HR 2417, one thing I haven't heard anyone touch on yet. I spent the latter part of last week, my favorite precious metals broker and I sat down and we spent hours on this thing. It's so convoluted, it's really difficult, but one thing...
Well, it creates a Treasury Department office to work with intelligence agencies on fighting terrorism.
Well, one thing that popped out...
But that's any... That's, remember, a terrorist in Section 802 of the First Patriot Act is any misdemeanor. Go ahead.
Well, one thing that really jumped out at us and was the redefinition of financial institutions. Typically before it was just credit unions, banks, and commercial loan houses.
Now it's car dealers,
gold brokers. Precious metals brokers as well. Boat dealers, car dealers. And they can walk in with a letter of administration and demand your records. So they're technically, I mean, what this speaks to me is that there's a good chance that the jackboots are going to come in and identify people who are holding, appreciable amounts of bullion and do a seizure again, do another confiscation. It's scaring us to death. I converted mostly to numismatic.
Okay, for folks that don't know what you're talking about, four separate times the government confiscates your gold with public executive orders, martial law declarations, did it in 33 first. They give you paper money for your gold. But again, let's see them try to get away with that and claim that's terrorism to have gold. But understand, the bill doesn't even specifically mention gold. It mentions every business, every company, everything is now a financial transaction. Now if you have a business selling lemonade, you're listed as a bank, and they need no warrants to come in against you and then to tell you to keep your mouth shut after they've done it. Thanks for the call, Morgan. Let's get a call, a comment on that call from our guest. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know a whole lot about the financial aspects of 2417, but I do know that all the pieces are being put in place, and that as it's shaking out, certain businesses are going to get privileged treatment, and those are the businesses that are going to be involved in Homeland Security.
Yeah, it's always selective enforcement.
Right, and the people that are involved in Homeland Security are going to be the people who own the private prisons, the people who provide the services, the computer services and security services to the government, Halliburton, a select group of people who,
and it's a new way to discriminate,
the national security state, are actually going to become the sort of the America's bath party.
And, sir, it's a new way to discriminate. I watched Ridge a year and a half ago on C-SPAN for 2 hours at one of these roundtable meetings with Fortune 500, and he said companies will have to have a special security card clearance, your employees, everybody, to have jobs. Now you've got, if you have bad credit, you can't have a job with any of this. So, yes, it's a way of putting the entire government treasury into the hands of the Fortune 500.
One other point. Before you can get cleared, you have to be screened, and that means a background check. So anything, if they want to pin something on you and you don't have to do anything wrong to get in trouble, everybody who's going to want to become part of the system,
and that's like flying,
part of Homeland Security, is going to have to go through a complete background check, and then in order to become part of it, you're going to have to sign a contract with the devil.
And exactly, and it's just like the CAPS 2 system to fly. Again, your divorce records, your financial records, your
everything,
bank statements, all of it is in there. A nexus point now to travel on buses, to have a car, to have a driver's license, to work in a factory. They have said, and if you have one bad credit score, suddenly you're brought down the line on your color coding. You don't have as many rights.
And if there's a corrupt official involved, he can say, well, you know, this little thing can disappear from your record for a cool $1,000. You know, so now it opens up the whole system to corruption, too. Corrupt officials are now going to be able to blackmail average citizens just so they can have a business.
And, folks, he's not kidding. I saw Ridge say all this. They're very proud of it. Farms, food service, taxi drivers, 18-wheeler drivers, everybody. You're all going to be under federal control, a wonderful new bureaucracy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I've been jumping in on my guests and the callers because they're bringing up so many good points. In the Soviet Union, the tyranny was all about the state and a few strong men controlling the economy. In Nazi Germany, the Nazis would go after you if you were a business competitor or they wanted your wife or your property. And it's the same thing that we saw in Vietnam, southern Vietnam, is why we couldn't win the war in many cases, because of the corruption with the CIA and their little buddies in South Vietnam, killing their business partners, arresting, shooting people. The entire economy had to go through the hands, the coffers of a few strong men and back into companies like Halliburton and all the Brown and Root, all the same players we see today. And I saw Ridge, I have it on tape, in horror, years ago, before they even funded Homeland Security in late 2002 and early 2002, I saw Ridge at a meeting with dozens and dozens, about 25 of them. They had all these big tables together in a big square, and Ridge was there, and he was saying, you're going to have a card to have a job, four levels of security clearance to have a job anywhere, you'll have to go through Homeland Security. It's going to be great for corporations. This is going to be a great business opportunity for you to keep America safe. And this will be the system. And see, then all the Fortune 500 and lower-level minions will pile on to be part of this. So it's engineering the entire economy to expand the police state that is already the biggest part of our economy. And so you've got all these energetic private prisons and security apparatus and the computer makers and all of them piling on. And if you type in Patriot Act compliance into a search engine, Patriot Act compliance, hundreds of thousands of links will pop up with software and companies and complying. And complying means reporting everything you buy and do to the government, no warrants, spying on you, taking federal regulation and control. And that's just the beginning. And you hit upon this with this bill, this Patriot Act 2 stealth thing they just passed over the weekend, H.R. 2417, no more warrants of any type. I mean, before it was just no warrants in some cases. Now it's no warrants of any type. And that's just what is declassified in the bill. I mean, this really is the classical fascist model that we're talking about, Doug Valentine.
Yes, and in fact, they are creating a fascist state. We haven't got there yet, and obviously the majority of the American people aren't feeling the heat yet, but the pieces are being put in place. The war on terror overseas is creating the pretext, and quietly at home, the homeland security infrastructure is being put in place with all its different elements, one of which, under the general heading of what they call the Citizen Corps, is a whole group of people who are going to be spying on their fellow citizens for the Homeland Security apparatus. They're setting up all sorts of front organizations that, in effect, are going to be a political cadre. And what it's creating in the United States is a culture of fear, of people being really afraid of doing the wrong thing, of stepping out of line, aggravating somebody in authority. And for the first 200 years of our history, we were the anti-authoritarians. We were the freedom-loving people who did what we felt like doing. And now we're turning into a nation of people who are afraid.
Well, Doug, again, you hit the nail right on the head and brought up a whole new subject area. We have AmeriCorps. And then they say, well, to graduate from high school, we want to make you serve 2 years in this. Then the Clinton program gets a boost in Bush's first State of the Union. He announces SecureCorps. SecureCorps sits beneath that and is directed by FEMA. And I've read the articles out of the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Associated Press, where they're already training kids here in Austin how to run checkpoints, how to search cars, how to clear buildings, how to help tattle on the terrorist. A part of that was the TIPS program, where 1 in 10 people would be a spy for the government, the cable man, the plumber, the telephone company person. All of this, and then we heard about it, there was a backlash, they said, okay, we're canceling it. No, they just canceled that name, like they canceled the name Total Information Awareness Network. A week after 9/11, they took over, was already federally funded, the Neighborhood Watch. And there was a New Jersey AP article where FEMA was out teaching the local Neighborhood Watch, now we look out for the gun dealers. Now we look out for the woman with the baby carriage. You know, people you never suspect. Watch everyone. Trust no one. Report to us. So you're right. It's the Sovietization of America, while our youth are being trained with cameras in the bathrooms and cameras in the halls and been putting their hands up and being frisked and thumb scanning to get school lunches and face scanning in the school halls, and they're training them for this prison grid. Go ahead.
It's unlike what we knew when we were growing up. When I was a kid growing up, a stick was our gun. When, you know, our fathers had been in World War II and we were little kids and we'd play guns, you know, one guy would be the German or the Japanese, and we'd be the GI. And our parents didn't have money to buy us toys and stuff, so we just used a stick, and that was the gun. But now, kids nowadays are playing video games. And in these video games, if you see them on TV, it's horrendous, or they're violent, terrible, horrible things in which the kid who's playing the video game chops off the head of his enemy and does commits all sorts of
and
terrible
part of the
atrocities to him. And this is the mentality that these children are growing up with nowadays. They,
well, Doug,
they really think it's okay to act in this brutal, violent fashion.
Well, Doug, I've seen dozens of games where U.S. troops and you kill the people you've captured, or you torture them.
Right, and now the children that we're raising, and lots of times parents who are working two or three jobs don't have time to sit and watch everything the kids are doing, and a lot of parents, you know, us who are over 50, we don't even understand what goes on in their video minds, the things that they understand, but they're groomed for the sort of Nazi fascist mentality that is going to be imposed upon country very soon.
Doug, I want to go back to these loaded phone lines, but how do we get our constitutional republic back? Because we turn on 24 on Fox, we turn on Threat Matrix on ABC, every episode is torture, the drug dealer's a terrorist, he has to be tortured, his children are taken, the secret police are good, torture's wonderful, and then there's the double think of torture's good when we do it, but it's bad when Saddam does it. How do we counter this wall of mind control?
We got to take back the airwaves, we got to take back the press. We have to be the people in charge of disseminating information. We have to speak from our hearts and talk to each other and try to reach out to each other in whatever way we can to support each other and let each other know that there's nothing to fear from one another, but we have to work together against a very, 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 very small group of people who want to take over the world.
Well, I agree. And this tiny elite is trying to buffalo us, intimidate us into going along with them. And the good news is 400-plus cities, 4 states have thrown out the Patriot Act. People all over are waking up, Doug. I've never seen such an awakening in the thousands of radio interviews, thousands, folks, over 1,300 that I've done in the last 26 months. I have never seen such an awakening, but the illusion from Dan Rather and Rush Limbaugh and the other globalist handlers on the phony left and right are that we're all going along with this, and we all love the propaganda, and we're all buying into it, but we're not. But what Doug is talking about is the millions of listeners to this show. If you go out and tell friends and family about the show, or about other alternative media, or about Doug Valentine, DouglasValentine.com, if you support alternative media, it will grow the size and the quality of it, so it's up to you. Let's take some calls. Really amazing points, Doug. Let's talk to Michael in New York, and then we'll go to Leslie and John and Warren and others. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good to talk to you. Your guest made some comments on some things that I was even going to talk about. The video games are absolutely horrific, and what they're teaching small children how to go out there and butcher their fellow citizens is just incredible, but it's a mindset, like you said, conditioning that's just, they're desensitized to murder.
Well, the military first came out with those games 15, 20 years ago to train troops to not hesitate.
Right. But getting back to Madeleine Albright, you were talking about an hour ago in the show, my best friend works for the State Department, and when he was in the State Department, he was her shadow. He was her security guard. He spent a lot of time in the UN. And the stories that he's told me about what these international groups are going to do to dismantle this country is very terrifying. I mean, they intend to just, and they talk about it openly in these meetings at the UN, how they're going to suck this nation dry till it's nothing but a shell of what it used to be, and then manipulate everybody, and it's going to be a slave state. But he's told me over and over and over again about the foreign governments and the international groups that are just, planning
and
on the destruction.
And again, Bush works for them. He plays the bad cop for the European owners of America to take over these countries, and then we fund the creation of this tyrannical world government.
This friend of mine was in Afghanistan the year before 9/11. It was in 2000. They sent him into Kajikistan, which is a small country right above Afghanistan, and they used that as a satellite outpost to go in and spy on the Afghans to find out where any pockets of resistance would be. This was done a year ahead of time, and he never understood, because he's just a pawn just like the rest of us. But he told me when he was over there, and I said, what in the world are you doing in that backwards part of the world right now?
Sir, that's not even your claim or opinion. 44,000 U.S. troops were massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan the month before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
18,000 British troops, and Bush had the launch orders to invade Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before 9/11.
Right.
Comments, Doug?
It was preordained. That's the only thing I can say. And plus, which, even before the military gets involved, the CIA is involved. The military only gets involved about a year or two after the CIA has been in a country. So, and again, Iraq is a good example. If you think that these sorts of Phoenix-type operations that are going on in Afghanistan and Iraq right now just started, you're wrong. These things have been going on for years.
And they admit they've had CIA, they've had CIA and others in Iraq all along.
All along, since the end of the war in 1991, they've been there all along. I mean, they were there through the Kurds, they were there through the South.
Well, they were there training in the 70s and the 80s, training Saddam's torture forces at Fort Benning. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Frequency in the shortwave?
Which frequency?
When you're broadcasting, I'm trying to get more people to listen to the show who can't get it on a radio station. So if you're on a shortwave radio, are you at all?
Yes, I'm on global shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at
12.172.
And 9320.
9320.
And at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085.
Okay.
And 6890. Thanks for the call.
Okay, short.
Good to hear from you. Very interesting points. Leslie in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to make two points. One on Madeleine Albright. I think that's just part of the Clinton-Bush combo team when she made that announcement. Hillary.
For folks that don't know, tell them what the announcement was.
You go ahead and articulate that.
Came out on Fox. It came out on Fox yesterday that she said that they've already got bin Laden, and they're going to roll him out before the election, and I've already been hearing that for almost 2 years from people inside the
military. I agree, absolutely.
Yes, this, in my opinion, is to make for Hillary's grand announcement that she wants to run for president, because if you've been following this, Alex, you'll be noticing how Hillary's been getting so much attention. It was just amazing how Nikki Tinsley, who's the inspector general for the EPA, who is still there, Clinton appointee. Yeah, you know what day today is. And there she is being interviewed with Hillary and, like, their adversaries. It was such a farce. And then also she gets all this coverage in Afghanistan.
And that'll be a great way to balkanize us. Hillary will continue the agenda. Bush will continue the agenda. But it'll all get us in our liberal conservative camps, having Hillary and Wesley Clark running against Bush Cheney. Comments to that, Doug?
It doesn't matter whether Hillary Clinton's the president or George Bush is the president. They're both just puppets on strings.
Absolutely, and I just wanted to leave this with you by President Truman on his take of the CIA. He said, "I never had any thought when I set up the CIA that it would be injected into peacetime cloak and dagger operations. Some of the complications and embarrassment that I think we have experienced are in part attributable to the fact that this quiet intelligence arm of the president has been so removed from its intended role." I have a bad cold today, Alex, and I apologize.
Well, thank you for the call, Leslie. You did a great job. Next up is John, and John, I believe, is calling from Texas or Tennessee?
Texas.
Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doug and Hi. Alex. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Alex, I just sent you a press release that I came across. I'm real happy that that Congressman Ron Paul has come out against H.R. 2417, but this press release kind of shocked me because it mentioned it's from the Bush-Cheney 04 campaign, and it announces Ron Paul as a honorary co-chairman of the Bush-Cheney 2004 Texas leadership team. So I wanted to get...
Yeah, I mean, honorary... I mean, Ron Paul, all he does is speak out against Bush, and so they just, I mean, if you're a Republican congressman, you're on the Republican reelection team.
Right. I would hope that he could counter that with something, though, publicly. And
well,
and,
look, Bush has already targeted Paul last election and tried to get him out of there. They targeted Senator Bob Smith successfully. They're targeting Tancredo, and, you know, this is keep your friends close, your enemies closer. But I wasn't aware of that.
I sent you the press release.
Okay, Doug, comments?
Yeah, maybe he'll do something like Jesse Ventura did, just go off on his own. You know, this two-party system is part of it's a shell game, and really it would be nice if we dispensed with this two-party system in the United States, and or at least had a third party that of people. The majority of the people in this country who don't
have a second party
to either party.
We don't have a second party.
No, it's they're both the same party, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of corporate criminals. They're not free market. They'll work with fascists. They'll work with communists. Just like Carol Quigley said at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, they are an organized crime syndicate. Anything else, John?
No, I just wanted to mention that. I hope that Ron Paul comes out and, you know, and makes a statement about that because,
okay.
You know, it is misleading to a lot of people when they see his name attached to the Bush-Cheney campaign.
All right. Well, usually when you hear honorary, that means he's not doing anything in the campaign. They probably just stuck his name on there.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, that would get him a lot of votes in Texas. He's very popular. The book is The Phoenix Program. The website is douglasvalentine.com. We're going to hit a few final calls, get a few final comments from our guests in the next segment. Like I said, I'm going to have Doug back on. We're not so squeezed for time to really get into details of how this infrastructure works, but I think you got an idea with the TIPS program and having to have an ID card to have a job, and they've said they're going to have troops in the factories. I mean, this is a hellish system they're building and the biggest growth that the federal government ever dreamed.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to learn more, if you want to fight the tyranny, if you want to engage in the information fight against the New World Order, then get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Matrix of Evil. Those are great films. The book, Order Out of Chaos, I published that Paul Watson wrote. My book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Get them. Give them to friends and family. Make copies of the films. Air them on Access Television. Give them to public officials and opinion makers. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Don't wait. Be part of history, folks. Take control of your destiny. 1-888-253-3139. 253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or again, 888-253-3139. We're going to try to take two final calls from Walter and Rich. Sorry, that's all we have time for. Our guest is Douglas Valentine, douglasvalentine.com. Written a lot of great books. You need to get them. One of them, of course, is The Phoenix Program. Any other ways for folks to get the books other than the website? I know they've been in bookstores as well.
Sure. You can just go to Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore, and they'll order a copy for you if they don't have one on the shelf.
It's
so easy nowadays for a bookstore to order a book.
And also...
I know it's a library.
Absolutely. And also, it's got to be frustrating here to have so much info and don't have time to get it all out. We'll have you back on. Let's talk to Walter in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
They got a new one. It's happening up here. You cannot move from your house, sell your house, and move without filing for a moving permit. If you don't file for the moving permit, you're taken to court and fined, and there's jail time.
And through federal zoning, the zoning is federally funded and pushed, implemented locally. It's a wonderful form of tyranny for the globalist. Comments to kind of living in this Sovietized / fascist system through petty laws, Doug?
Well, I didn't know about that. So I keep learning about new things every day, and that's just incredible that you have to actually file, or else you can get imprisoned. But that's what's foreboding. That's what's looming on the horizon with just about everything. From that, soon there'll be national ID cards. There'll just be intrusions into every area of our life.
Well, Doug, our driver's license are already by fiat a national ID card. Anything else there, Walter?
Yeah, and people are scared. They won't talk now. People won't talk up here. I'm up in Carbon County, coal cracker country, and they won't talk now. They're afraid.
Are we men or mice? Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Rich in Texas. Last caller, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. You're on the
air. Talking about that control deal on businesses, I drive this dump truck, and I tell you, I can't understand if we're under DOT, then, but what does DPS got to do with pulling you over at any time and start checking your truck out? I paid a lot of money on this. Because they'll always find something wrong with your truck, and there's nothing wrong.
They're feeding on the commerce.
Yeah, you've done that before. You already did that about years ago.
Yeah, I did a TV show about it. Yeah,
and then another issue is people calling us communists or anti-government. What about Lord Bush entertaining the Chinese Prime Minister and putting them? And if people can't get the message by now,
I hear you. Great points. We're out of time. Folks, call me back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Doug Valentine, thanks for coming on, sir.
Please take care, Alex.
You too. And hey, I'm going to get you up for a couple hours, and for the first hour of the interview we'll do in a few weeks, I won't take any calls, okay?
Okay, sir.
And then we'll take calls second hour. Okay, thanks a lot. God bless. Thanks to the affiliates, the sponsors, to God, number one, to our listeners, to everybody. I'm not afraid. More and more people are not afraid, but in certain areas they are. Being a coward only encourages the bullies. Stop being afraid. Stop licking boots. We got to save America. If we live under tyranny, America isn't America anymore. It's just that simple. Get involved in the fight now, folks. Spread the word about freedom. Take care.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.